An ambitious voyage gets underway in Hawaii today. Canoes modeled after ancient Polynesian vessels will set sail on a 3-year trip around the world. Instead of using modern instruments, the sailors and scientists will rely on the wind and the stars. Molly Solomon of Hawaii Public Radio reports.
It's a gusty day at the Sand Island Boat Harbor on Oahu's south shore. Captain Bob Perkins says it's a perfect day for sailing.
Here we go. You can step anywhere on there. There you go. Then you come around.
We hop aboard the deck of the Hokulea, a replica of the traditional double-hulled voyaging canoe Polynesians used centuries ago.
All of our cooking is done on deck. I guess you could say this would be our living room, our kitchen, our dining room. Every room in the house is this deck that we're on now.
The 62-foot double-hulled Hokulea is not your average sea vessel. A couple sails, a wooden oar to steer, and about 5 miles of rope to hold the canoe together. Perkins says what you won't find on board is any type of navigational instrument. No GPS, no compass, not even a watch.
The watch and hours really don't mean much once you're at sea. Natural wayfinding is when we have no instruments, much like what the ancient Polynesians and Hawaiians did.
Hokulea's sister canoe, Hikianalia, does pack technical gear. It'll trail the Hokulea for safety. Perkins says they'll travel to 26 countries over the course of 50,000 miles.
To try and prove the idea that Polynesians and Hawaiians actually did purposely transit the oceans.
It's allowing us to do what we do because of who we are. You know, we're voyagers.
Nainoa Thompson is president of the Polynesian Voyaging Society. He famously navigated the Hokulea across the Pacific 40 years ago.
For me, it's ancestral. It's a science and it's an art that's traditional, that's about 3,000 years old. It's part of human migration throughout the Pacific. It allows me to be here and be who I am as a native Hawaiian, because without it, we couldn't make it to Hawaii.
Thompson learned the ancient tradition from Micronesian master navigator Mau Piailug, who passed away in 2010. This trip is different from the voyage of the Kon-Tiki in the 1940s. It's about more than proving that traditional wayfinding is possible. Thompson says it's about passing on a cultural legacy to a new generation.
The way that you do that is to explore. And the way that you do that is to challenge them. This voyage is not going to be easy. That's why it's powerful.
Both the Hokulea and the Hikianalia set sail from Oahu to Tahiti at sunset tonight, using the stars to guide them on the first leg of their voyage. For NPR News, I'm Molly Solomon in Honolulu.